Welcome back to the Twins pregame lineup card. We work our way towards first pitch between the Twins and the Tigers from Target Field. We're broadcasting from the captain's deck this evening with a fantastic view not only of the field below, but also of downtown Minneapolis. It's time now for our Mayo Clinic Minute. The Minnesota Twins are proud to have partnered with the outstanding team at Mayo Clinic in an effort to promote healthy lifestyles. With this week's Mayo Clinic Minute, here's John Gordon.
As the third leading cause of death and the leading cause of disability in adults, strokes pose a serious threat to the health of many Americans. Mayo Clinic is here today to give you the sound information you need to deal with this all-too-common disease. Dr. Brown, chair of the Department of Neurology at Mayo Clinic, describes two kinds of strokes and how to know if you're experiencing either one.
There are two types of stroke. One in which there's a lack of blood supply to an area of the brain, and that's about 85% of strokes. And then the less frequent type of stroke occurs when there is a rupture of a blood vessel leading to there being bleeding into their brain tissue. The symptoms are relatively similar, and those symptoms at the onset of a stroke include the sudden onset of numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, typically just on one side of the body, sudden confusion, sudden difficulty speaking or understanding others.
Dr. Brown noted to be wary of additional symptoms, such as troubled vision, sudden loss of balance, and a sudden difficulty with walking. If you or a loved one ever experiences the onset of these symptoms, call 911 immediately.
Even though we do have treatments that now are available to treat an acute stroke in the minutes and hours after the symptoms occur, so often we see people far too late, and then our acute treatment options just cannot be used in a safe and effective way.
One of the most frustrating things when it comes to stroke prevention is the risk factors you cannot control, such as age, gender, and heredity. Knowing this, Dr. Brown urges you to help yourself where you can.
High blood pressure, cigarette smoking, diabetes, as well as high cholesterol are four very important risk factors for stroke, each of which can be treated and can be reversed. Now, there are other risk factors even beyond those major four risk factors. Those include physical inactivity, being overweight, having a poor diet, and certain cardiac disorders that are treatable. So there are many different issues that we can treat in order to lessen the risk of stroke.
For a free stroke prevention screening or the opportunity to speak with a Mayo Clinic expert, stop by the Mayo Clinic kiosk on the main concourse at the games on Thursday, July 1st or Thursday, July 15th.
Well, thank you, John. In cooperation with Mayo Clinic, that's this week's Mayo Clinic Minute. Do stick around. Much more still to come on the lineup card. We're broadcasting from the captain's deck on the club level at Target Field, and this is your home for Twins baseball.